Hey, everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast Quick Take. We're with Tom Winter, state rep for the great state of Montana, representing the only congressional district in the state. There he is. You got that Montana power. And also a candidate for the United States Congress. How do you go about preventing a future breakdown of this system, knowing what we know now, but more importantly, knowing what we knew then? We've had, what, two or three presidents speak openly about America's capacity and its capability to handle a virus like this. George Bush talked about it. Barack Obama talked about it. And yet here we are 20 some years later, having to confront the very thing that we were told could happen. And we seem wholly ill-equipped to handle it. The president fires in and shuts down the office that deals with pandemics and you know, these type of situations, because Obama, you know, fully staffed it and funded it. So, well, we don't need that. That was his thing. Let's get rid of that. But now here we are. So how do you, as you're thinking, you're looking to be in the Congress this time next year, this issue will still be on the table, I believe, this time next year. Why? Because a vaccine is not going to be available for 12 to 16 months from now. So what do you see as a new voice in the United States Congress that needs to grab people's attention about the healthcare system and how we prepare better in the future?
Well, I think it's interesting you're asking that in the context of the pandemic. I was talking about healthcare reform, and the reason I got involved in public service was because of that in the beginning, because we had Medicaid expansion, and my opponent in the primary or in the general wanted to get rid of it, and that would have been 50,000 people. And I didn't think that was right. I would say, though, that, you know, beyond the pandemic, human frailty is going to be with us forever. And that frailty, physical frailty and, you know, illness and bad health and age, those affect people differently based on where they are, the color of their skin and their income. And that should not be the case in America. We are the richest country on earth. We have the ability to take care of everybody. And we are getting, in our pandemic response, the exact thing that we paid for, which is not very much. And I, out in rural areas specifically, like I say, I went to a critical access hospital in a town of 900 people. And I opened the door to the ER, which is just a door because the emergency rooms are mostly kind of packaged to take other places. Right. By the way, there's no level one trauma center between Minneapolis and Seattle. So if you fall and really hurt yourself here, if you get in a car accident, normally you'd go down the street where you are right now. We get life flighted to Utah or to Washington State.
Wow.
So that changes the whole healthcare system. But that should not be the case. And also what shouldn't be the case is I'm opening the door at an ER during the pandemic, and the nurse is wearing a portion of a diaper on her face because it's the only way to protect herself, and her community has no PPE whatsoever. And I was astonished to see that in America. And that is what we're doing to our frontline workers, many of whom, by the way, I don't know their political views, but, you know, it goes without saying, at least 50% of them are probably Trump supporters.
Right.
You're saying how that's affecting them now? The deep moral, I mean, I was stunned. You know, a person putting her life on the line for her community opens the door wearing a portion of a diaper on her face, and she has to act like it's okay. And we had a conversation and joked and laughed, and I handed her PPE. But I should not be in the, I'm a congressional candidate. I should not be in the business of fixing this fundamental failure, at least in terms of handing the PPE to people. My job should be on the policy side. But she should not be in the business of being demeaned by having to wear a portion of a diaper.
So what would you do? What would you do from the policy side, though? What
you have to?
Congressman Winter, what do you propose?
Look, I propose centering people who, like you were saying at the beginning, are right now on the periphery of our healthcare questions. It matters what happens. Everyone is equal, but it matters deeply what happens in places that are marginal to begin with, like Montana. If we are not taking care of people here, it means we're not able to take care of people in downtown DC. It means we're not able to take care of people in Alabama. It means we're not able to take care of people in First Nations communities in Alaska. It is a question, you know, we are as good as the weakest link in our healthcare chain. And we're seeing that with the pandemic because it is truly a chain of, you know, you can get it through a chain of being of infection. Mm-hmm. And we have a weak link. And if that link centers oftentimes on communities that are poor or of color or just rural like mine, we are all susceptible to the same thing. And I hope that what I want to do, like I was saying, is one, in the Democratic Party, because I'm sensitive to the fact that, you know, I'm thankful that you're having me on as a Republican as well. I care about having both parties be one viable and thoughtful and caring about their communities, but also both of them being able to speak equally and compete in states like Montana, in rural places that usually people think, oh, it's definitely Republican. We are going to fail at, the Democrats are going to fail at whatever they attempt to do in healthcare reform if they don't have a voice for places like here. And I don't mean they wouldn't be able to get it passed. Maybe they could get something passed, but they'll fail in terms of they won't help my community because the voice for the rural people will not be there. So they will be forgotten again. And I just want to be, it's not a post-partisan. It's not beyond partisan. It's just like partisanship is over somewhere. And we're in video somewhere to the left or right of me. It doesn't matter where it is. I'm concerned about what happens to working, struggling families in rural areas, and neither party seems to have answers for them. And I want to be, especially in the healthcare space, I want to ensure that they have healthcare.
Thanks for downloading this Michael Steele podcast quick take. Now, you can always find us on Apple Podcasts where, guess what? You can review us. You can give us 5 stars. Oh, yeah. I love the 5-star rating. Or you can catch us on iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back in healthcare. We know you by name, not by refill number. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to LostGolfBalls.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. LostGolfBalls.com.